Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon in Memphis for tonight's game between the Nets and Grizzlies. Tips in about 2 hours.
I'm Tony Kornheiser in my attic for tonight's bedtime, also in about 2 hours, maybe a little earlier than that. Maybe.
Wow, look how that syncs up like that. Look at that. Yeah. We got no Ja Morant.
Do me a favor.
Come on now.
I don't care about Ja Morant. When you come home, bring some ribs from the rendezvous. Yeah. Just bring the dry ribs from the rendezvous. They are great.
Okay? I shouldn't even be in the rendezvous. It's too good.
Bring the ribs back. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Zion dunks, Ashley Barty retires, and baseball changes a rule to benefit Shohei Ohtani. But we begin today with a blockbuster trade in the NFL. Six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Tyreek Hill is being traded from Kansas City to Miami for 5 draft picks, including a first and a second, or what we call the Davante Adams package. Hill and the Chiefs were at a contract impasse. Wilbon, do you expect this to have a bigger impact on the Dolphins or the Chiefs?
All right, I'm not going to get into comparing teams yet, Tony. I'm impressed by a couple of things. My immediate reaction is, oh, my God, how can you let Tyreek Hill go? And you're going to have to let – you can't pay – a quarterback $50 million and also cede to a receiver's demands to be like the highest paid receiver in the league. You apparently cannot do that because there is a salary cap. But Miami, my first impression about them is they're going all in. You know, they're saying to Tua, we're going to put people around you. We're going to give you all the weapons you need. And for those people, even in this organization, who might not be convinced that you're a big-time quarterback, franchise quarterback, there are enough of us who believe otherwise. And so it's just like, wow, Tony, Kansas City has some alternatives. They can draft a receiver in a wide receiver-rich draft, apparently. They can sign somebody as a free agent. And they're putting more pressure on their own uber-wealthy quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. But there are a lot of moving parts in here, all of them fascinating.
So I think it has hurt the Chiefs in the short term. I think it has helped the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill is a great receiver. And now, as you say, Tua has help. And Tua had, he had Jalen Waddle and he had Mike Gesicki. But I think this puts a lot of pressure on Tua for this reason. Can he get the ball to a great and fast wide receiver? Can he do that? Does he have a pro arm? Because we saw Baker Mayfield could not do that with Odell Beckham Jr. I think it hurts the Chiefs to me. You have Travis Kelce and you have Tyreek Hill. You don't get rid of either of them. I mean, they're too good. You don't do that. There's a couple of stats here that are fascinating, Mike. Hill is one of 4 players since 1970, that's 52 years, to have at least 6 touchdown catches in his first 6 seasons. The others, Larry Fitzgerald, your boy, Randy Moss, and Marvin Harrison. That's pretty good company. And those two guys since 2018, yeah. Hill and Mahomes have 46 touchdown passes. And only Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers have more than that in that period of time. So I understand they got Juju Smith-Schuster, who's good, but I don't think he's Tyreek Hill. I think this hurts them.
No, Tony, but here's, yes, on the face of it, but Tony, here's what you got to keep in mind about receivers. And look, Andy Reid, we know he and the people around him, that group he comes with, they know how to find and develop players. Find and develop. Yes. Jerry Rice wasn't even a first-round draft pick. Oh, wait. Tyreek Hill was, what, a fifth-round draft pick? So don't tell me you can't go and get receivers that can become great in short order to substitute for Tyreek Hill, because you can. Because those guys were not top of the first-round picks that we all said immediately, oh, my God, this guy's going to Canton. They, you know, find and develop. And so that's what Kansas City is going to have to do. And, Tony, I'm sure that they're betting on themselves in that regard. They did it once. They feel they can do it again.
That's right. You're right about that. But what we're going to know by the end of this year is something very interesting, which is how much is Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams, and how much is the fact that Mahomes and Rodgers are throwing to them, the best 2 quarterbacks in football.
Yeah.
We'll know that by the end of the year. We will.
Yeah. I got a feeling that all of them are really good. That's what we're going to be reminded. They're all good, the quarterbacks and the receivers. Let's move to the NBA and Zion posting a video last night of himself dunking. Williamson has yet to play this season after fracturing his right foot last September. The Athletic is reporting that he's not expected to even return this season. Tone, do you see Zion posting this video as a big deal, little deal, no deal?
I never pass on questions like that. I'm passing now because I honestly don't know. It's a very impressive dunk. There are not a lot of guys, nobody his size, can do something like that. It's also, to me, a real show-off move. It's almost like there's a certain desperation in which I hear Zion thinking this. What are you doing to me, not playing me? I can play. I'm terrific. I think he probably hates the management at New Orleans and posts this so that people will say, when he's free to go, we're going to go get him. And if I were, honestly, Mike, if I were his doctor, I'd be very upset about this. The guy had a broken foot. What are you doing taking this kind of chance? If I'm David Griffin, the GM of the Pelicans, I'm furious. I'm saying, how can you embarrass me like this? How can you hate me this much? And in fact, if I read this correctly, just today, they announced that Zion was ready for one-on-one drills, which means to me, Mike, he shamed them into that action.
Well, Tony, listen, all that may be true. I mean, you of course, read tea leaves and you love doing it. And I don't care to do it, and I think it's largely a waste of time. But what you just outlined, I don't disagree with a word of that, and yet I don't care about it. You know what's a big deal to me? When Zion gets his big butt on the floor. Because if he's not on the floor, it's no deal. It's no deal until he plays. He can post things on social media until the cows come home. It doesn't matter, because New Orleans right now is in whatever it is, ninth or tenth place, getting ready to play a play-in game against the Lakers when they had bigger expectations, bigger hopes than that. The only thing that matters going forward with Zion is he going to play, when, and will he play for the Pelicans? He's been out as long as Ben Simmons. I mean, these guys rumors. They're promises. They don't play. So, it's no deal. I saw this last night, and I immediately, Matthew says, Dad, what does this mean? I go, it means nothing. Until you see him out there playing, it means nothing. So
I agree
with you. If I am David Griffin, one-on-one. One-on-one is something that you and
what
I can still do. That's nothing.
So to your point, he has played 85 games of a possible 216 over 3 years. And the question about him is always the same since his shoe exploded at Duke, which is, can that body be sustainable playing basketball? He probably weighs 290 to 300 right now. I mean, I don't know when he's going to play. I don't think he wants to play there, but I don't know when he's going to play. We move now to the surprising retirement of Ash Barty, the number one ranked women's tennis player in the world, and the reigning champion at Wimbledon and the Australian Open said, and I quote, I don't have the physical drive, the emotional want, and everything it takes to challenge yourself at the very top of the level anymore. I am spent, unquote. She's just 25. Wilbon, what is your reaction to this?
My reaction was a very definitive one. Here we go again in women's tennis. This is what happens. They are either forced into or retire on their own at such young ages. Tony, I went back and even I wanted to know what somebody like Gabrielle Sabatini, who was a force for like 9 or 10 years in women's tennis. And how old was she when she retired? And I asked our producer, Matt Kelleher, let's look up Sabatini. Maybe she was more like 28, 29. No, she was 26. Andrea Yeager, Tracy Austin, you go on and on and on. Tony, this happens every few years. The Williams sisters are the great, great exception, of course, Everett and Navratilova. But, Tony, this happens all the time. And there's either a burnout or some other factor. The reasons may differ greatly from woman to woman. But the bottom line is so many of the greatest and most talented players, Justine and on, they retire in their mid-20s, sometimes their early 20s, and we don't get to see Monica Seles for reasons that were unlike anybody else's reasons. I know she came back and had some late career, but Tone, at the top of their powers, they're gone. And it makes me sad because I love watching so many of them.
You're 100% right about how quickly they leave the game. She is just 25, so I'm going to raise my hand and say that if and when she comes back, I am not going to be surprised. She already took close to 2 years off. She didn't call that a retirement. She called that a pause. You know, and when I heard about this for the first time, I immediately went to Naomi Osaka in my mind. And because yes. Naomi Osaka appears to be tormented by being a professional tennis player and all that that entails. And I wonder, since they are peers, what is Osaka's reaction to Barty just leaving? The difference, of course, is that Barty seems very content. Barty used words like happy and fulfilled. And I'll say this, Mike. If she walks out on an Australian Open win, when she's the first Australian in 44 years to win that national championship, if that's good enough for her and she doesn't need any more hardware, and she doesn't want to just go out there and collect trophies, if she walks out like John Elway walks out, that's a perfect ending. But she's 25. How does she know what she wants?
To be fair, and it's not as many, it's not as prevalent, Bjorn Borg walked away at 26,
yes.
right? Yes. Bjorn Borg, 26 yes. years old. McEnroe didn't really walk away, but his best tennis, he had done it all by the time he was 23 or 24. It's a sport where you hear of these retirements and people walking away and burning out and being dissatisfied. You just go, my goodness, what is it about this sport that drives its young, most talented people away in droves?
It's sure different than golf.
I played tennis growing
golf,
up.
People stay on
be,
forever.
You know, well, yeah. So it's very different. What is it about tennis that does this?
If there's something specific she's looking for, I hope she finds it. But part of me would like to see her come back at some point. Let's take a break.
I hope she comes back.
Coming up, St. Peter's. St. Peter's is getting all the attention, but is Iowa State the more unlikely Sweet 16 story?
And the Nets are here in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. Which of these teams would you least want to face in the playoffs? Toss up. Not ribs, not dry ribs, is next.
Yeah. Do you remember Sweet Little 16 by Chuck Berry? Remember that song?
No.
That's why they call it the Sweet 16. You're old enough to remember Chuck Berry.
I am, but not that song, though.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, then fires up his Zoom watch party for tonight's NIT quarterfinals. What's first?
Toss Up. They play tonight. Who would you less want to play in the playoffs, the Nets or the Grizzlies?
I don't want to play the Nets. I don't know how many Nets are going to be on the floor, but if the Nets are at full strength, if they have Kevin Durant, if they have Kyrie Irving, if somehow by May or June, Ben Simmons is actually playing, then I don't want to play them. Is Ja Morant a great player? Sure. So what? He's not Kevin Durant. as we know about Kevin Durant, I'm Kevin Durant. You all know who I am. You know, is he Kyrie Irving? Maybe he's Kyrie Irving, but Kyrie Irving has a ring, Mike, and he's got a lot of playoff games behind him that he's won. I know you know this. How many playoff games has John Morant won? He's won one. So I'm more fearful of the Nets.
Tony, yeah. I mean, you can answer the Nets very easily. And that, of course, comes with the provision that Kyrie Irving's actually playing. All right? Because if they play in the play-in against Toronto, in Toronto, Kyrie ain't playing. And then if they had to play another game coming back, which they would, he wouldn't be able to play in Brooklyn. So you wouldn't even have to play him. And in that case, you know, I'd be okay playing the Nets, and I wouldn't want to play the Grizzlies. Because it's more than just John Morant, because they're 14-2 without him. He's going to not be out there tonight. The Nets may be favored to win this game here. I certainly am here in Memphis because I want to see John Morant, who, by the way, is going to finish higher up the ladder for MVP this year than Kevin Durant, because Durant missed all those games. It's not Kevin Durant's the best player in basketball. But John Morant, Tony, may hold that distinction one day. It may be like heavyweight champ of the world. John Morant may do that. And Desmond Bane and Clark and Jackson and all these guys you're not paying attention to, because I know you're a big city guy. You like the ribs here, but you're not paying attention yet to the Grizzlies.
I like the ribs.
I'm paying attention.
No, I'm not.
To the Grizzlies. To the Grizzlies. No, I am.
I didn't know anybody you just named. You're right about that. What's next?
Toss up more unlikely Sweet 16 story. St. Peter's or Iowa State?
I understand the inclination to say Iowa State because they were 2-22 last year. 2-22. They were terrible. And they lost their three leading scorers from that team and seven players. To which I say, good. The team stunk. So what? You don't need those players. They bring in a new coach. They finish 20-12. My point about Iowa State would be this. They play in what was the best conference in the country this year. They play tough games all the time. When you play tough games and you win a few, you can beat anybody in the country. St. Peter's doesn't have that. They don't play those kinds of games. They're in the MAC. Okay, they play Quinnipiac, and they play Marist, and they play Monmouth, and they play Siena. They don't play Kansas and Baylor and Texas Tech, so they have no chance. So they are a fabulous representative of a surprise Sweet 16 team. They beat Kentucky, Mike. Their entire athletic budget for all sports is less than Calipari makes in 1 year. The answer is St. Peter's.
Well, Tony, one of the guys you said that, you know, who cares, let him go. One of the guys they had to let go at Iowa State went out and started for Gonzaga. So he must be pretty good. He must not stink. And the thing that is, what's working against any school when they lose a bunch of people now is you can go to the transfer portal and just gather them up like M&Ms in a bowl. You know, you can just go and get people. And so every school can do that. But, Tony, I'm not going with the big conference deal. We see, they're not Cinderellas anymore. We see schools from smaller conferences rise up and play great college basketball, D1, as you and I used to say. And so I'm not dismissing anybody on that, on the size of their conference. And I would say 2-22, that's still something to recover from, even if you do have a transfer portal.
The answer is St. Peter's. Let's take one last break. Still to come, is baseball right to change the rules to benefit one player?
And what happened to Tony's Knickerbockers last night? We're going to ask Tony.
What happened to them? What happened to the Bulls? I thought you said the Bulls were going to win last night.
Yeah, that was stupid.
You're 0-2. 2 days in a row, you picked the wrong team.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Happy time, people. Happy 68th birthday, Gino Auriemma. His Connecticut Huskies are into the Sweet 16 for the 28th consecutive time. And yes, I said 28th. Auriemma has won 11 national championships at UConn. He has consecutive winning streaks at various times of 111, 90, and 70 games, the three longest streaks in the history of women's basketball. This has not been a great season. UConn has five losses, its most since 2012, and one of those losses was by 16 points to number one South Carolina. UConn is a two seed, not a one, for only the second time since 2006. But they are bolstered by the return of Paige Bueckers. UConn's next game is against three seed Indiana, and that game is conveniently located in Connecticut.
Yeah, Tony, women's basketball has gotten past that point, or should have now, where you have these big, important NCAA games in places where one team, whatever that team is, has an unreasonable advantage. That, come on now, you gotta get rid of that, have to.
Happy anniversary, Wayne Gretzky. On this day 28 years ago, the great one scored his 802nd goal, passing Gordie Howe and becoming the top goal scorer in NHL history. Gretzky finished with 894 goals. But the statistic that never gets old is that if you take away all those goals, Gretzky's assists alone will still make him the NHL's all-time leading scorer. Gretzky's 1,963 assists are still more than the 1,921 goals and assists of Jaromir Jagr in second place. Gretzky's goals are being chased by Alexander Ovechkin, who has 770 and 40 so far this season. At 36, Ovechkin needs 125 goals to pass Gretzky, which will likely require three more good seasons.
Tony, I think Ovechkin is going to break that record, but people should never, ever, ever, ever in their lives think that Alexander Ovechkin, as great as he is the scorer that Wayne Gretzky was. Gretzky could have, just if he didn't pass up shots and goals, he could have scored 150 more goals in his career, to me, easily.
Yes.
It doesn't diminish Ovechkin, but don't ever forget how great Wayne Gretzky was, ever.
Happy trails to Shohei Ohtani ever having to leave the lineup. There's a new rule this year in baseball that allows you to keep your DH in the lineup even if you take him off the mound. In the past, if you took out your pitcher and he was acting as your DH, he could not stay in the game as DH. This new liberal rule affects one team, the Angels, one player, Shohei Ohtani. You may not like this rule if you're in the AL West because Ohtani hit 46 home runs last year, but it may also encourage players to try and pitch. Because remember, the best player on every high school team in America pitches also. Another good rule this year is the resumption of starting a runner on second base in all extra innings. Great fun to watch, and it speeds up the ending.
Tony, I'm conflicted. I want to see more Ohtani, but I hate new rules for the most part in baseball. I don't know where to go on that one.
One error, Jerry Rice was a first-round pick. The Niners took him at 16 real quick to the big finish.
Oh, I reduced him to the second
round. The
Bucs
beat the Bulls. What happened? What happened?
I mean, they crushed him. What happened? The Bulls can't beat anybody who's at the top of a division. Just can't. Or the best teams in the game. Trae Young put 45 on your Knicks at the Garden last night. What happened?
Don't you pay attention? The Knicks stink. The Magic beat the Warriors, and Draymond said, quote, I think we're playing soft. Do you agree?
Let's see how they're going to be soft again tonight. They're resting Klay, Draymond, and Otto Porter Jr. in Miami. Second night of back-to-back. Maybe real soft. Bryson DeChambeau back on the course today at the match play. Is that a big deal, Tony?
Said he had a broken bone in his hand and a torn labrum, so it is last one. The league-leading Avalanche go for their fifth straight win tonight. Do you like their chances?
Yes, because everybody's chasing the Avalanche. Everybody.
We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time. Happy birthday, Ron Jaworski, our great friend.
Jaws. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter.
PTI.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.